From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke gave a cautiously upbeat appraisal of the U.S. economic outlook in a speech today in Wyoming. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports from Jackson Hole.
Bernanke opened the conference by saying the world is only now beginning to emerge from recession, and he said difficult challenges still lie ahead, but he was largely upbeat as he surveyed financial markets and the economy. Fears of financial collapse have receded substantially, said the Fed chief, pointing to declines in mortgage rates, higher stock prices, and other favorable signs. What's more, he said economic activity appears to be leveling out, both in the United States and abroad. Bernanke said the prospects for a return to growth in the near term appear good, but he said financial strains remain, and he cautioned against expecting a quick or strong recovery. He said recovery is likely to be relatively slow at first, with unemployment declining only gradually from high levels. For NPR News, I am Steve Beckner in Jackson Hole.
The housing sector is showing more signs of recovery in the U.S. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes rose 7.2% in July. Economist Lawrence Yoon says it's the fourth straight monthly increase.
It's much stronger than what we anticipated, so it's a nice jump. We are seeing the combination of affordability, tax credit, bringing buyers back to the market.
The upbeat economic news has sent stock prices rising for a fourth consecutive session. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 137 points at 9,487. The Nasdaq Composite Index was up 26 at 2,015. The fanfare in Tripoli surrounding the homecoming of a convicted Libyan terrorist yesterday has been dialed down amid outrage from the U.S., Britain, and many distraught families. The Libyan government has kept Abdel Basset al-Megrahi mostly out of the public eye. Megrahi returned home after serving only 8 years of a life sentence in Scotland for his role in the 1988 bombing of a Pan Am flight over Lockerbie. That attack killed 270 people. The victim's relatives say he should have died in jail. A suspected U.S. drone has fired a missile on a suspected militant hideout in northwestern Pakistan. Pakistani intelligence say at least 11 people were killed today. A former UBS banker turned informant has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for his role in a tax evasion scheme. Bradley Birkenfeld was accused of helping an American billionaire hide $200 million from the IRS. He pleaded guilty to one conspiracy charge. Birkenfeld provided key information that helped prosecutors secure a settlement with UBS and the Swiss government to release the names of nearly 4,500 American account holders suspected of tax evasion. You're listening to NPR News. British police say a third man's been charged in connection with one of the biggest jewelry heists in British history. Two other suspects appeared in court today. Larry Miller reports from London.
Two men in their 20s were arrested in connection with a $66 million armed raid on Graff Jewelers in central London. They are both charged with conspiring with others to rob the jewelers and possessing firearms. Police are not saying if any of the 43 stolen items have so far been recovered. They include rings, necklaces, and watches. Police launched a massive manhunt after the robbery, during which two men were videoed on closed-circuit TV. A movie makeup artist said he unwittingly created latex face masks and new skin tones for the culprits. Police gathered DNA evidence at the artist's studio. In the getaway, a female hostage was briefly taken and shots were fired. The store's insurers posted a $1.7 million reward for information, which police hoped would help break the case. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Two suicide bombers have attacked police in Chechnya. Four Russian police officers were killed. Two others were injured. Peter Van Dyke has more from Moscow.
Suicide bombers on bicycles targeted police in Chechnya's capital in two attacks half an hour apart. As well as the police casualties, one civilian died and another was injured. The blasts in Grozny follow Monday's truck bombing in neighboring Ingushetia, which also targeted police, killing more than 20 officers and injuring at least 100 people. A rebel group has claimed responsibility for that attack and also says it caused the deadly accident earlier this week at a dam in Siberia, although that claim has been dismissed by officials. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.